This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, partially funded by the community of Sitka as well as the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, signing on the air. I am Marika Partridge, and it brings me humongous pleasure to welcome all of you who happen to be listening to this, our very first historical broadcast. During the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on the air in the evenings, beginning at 5, and as soon as we get the bugs worked out of our system, we're going to sign on for our full broadcast day, and we'll be sure to let you know all about that. Coming up tonight, in about a minute, will be All Things Considered from National Public Radio. That'll be followed by Alaska News Nightly. And then we're going to have about a half an hour of music with Rich McClear. And at 7:30, Nightfall, which is a radio theater program from National Public Radio. And after that, at 8 o'clock, we'll have music with Fred Medlock and lots of his friends and all of the people who've been working in here to make this possible. Nightfall tonight is going to be a play by George Robertson called The Shortwave Goodbye. It's about a ham radio enthusiast. And he accidentally discovers how to pick up transmissions from the future and notices that they are becoming increasingly closer to the present. And now I'd like to introduce to you All Things Considered from National Public Radio.
Good evening. From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Sanford Unger.
And I'm Susan Stamberg with All Things Considered.
If you extrapolate from the radio tube to the modern state of technology in which you can have hundreds of thousands of switches on a single silicon chip, then in about 20 or 30 years, you will see that the size of the switching element will be about the size of a good-sized molecule.
Imagine if you could grow a computer. No, not in a petri dish and not in a flower pot, but imagine if you could use the techniques of genetic engineering to create organisms that can do what silicon chips can do. We'll imagine it tonight, on All Things Considered.
And these stories, President Reagan defends his defense budget again, this time for radio and television news directors.
The president needs a vacation in Russia.
That suggestion from a man in Madison, Wisconsin, who thinks the trip would help world peace.
Roberto Dabuisson runs for election in El Salvador. He says he'd even use napalm to stop the guerrillas.
DeLorean Motors goes off the road.
A proposed cut of U.S. aid to the poorest of the poor.
Iowa's governor calls it quits after 14 years.
We'll read from letters that you've written to us.
And kissing, how to do it with confidence.
That and much more tonight. First, a roundup of the news from John Hockenberry.
The Reagan administration has reportedly ordered an investigation into leaks at the State Department, following a very embarrassing leak concerning Secretary of State Haig. This morning, the Washington Post published remarks Haig allegedly made at more than two dozen senior staff meetings over the past year. Haig is quoted as saying that Egypt will return to the Arab fold after Israel returns the rest of the Sinai in April, and that the U.S. will be isolated as Israel's sole defender. He reportedly described Britain's Lord Carrington as a duplicitous bastard, and the White House staff as an unbelievable maze. Mr. Haig in Florida Today didn't deny the Post report, but made light of it.
Couldn't have been me speaking. It was too clear. Second, I don't recall at any period in my year-plus incumbency in the State Department, such exciting staff meetings. And thirdly, I hope this finally puts to rest the charge that there's no imagination in the State Department.